kerosene lamp.
And that would burn?
Well, they would burn, well, the difference in the size of them, you know. They would, number one would burn about, they'd burn about 7 or 8 hours, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
A number
two,
would burn longer because they held more oil. Mm-hmm. And then later on, somebody invented a more brilliant light that they called the Aladdin lamp. It burned oil, kerosene, but it gave a light almost as good as.
What was the shape of that lamp?
They were called Aladdin lamps.
Was it like Aladdin's lamp, or the thing out, spot coming out here?
No, it had a. Here's one right in here. You've seen them.
No, we don't have one.
What did I see?
Rex carried them up to his place and they didn't bring them back.
Well, ain't there some lamps sitting in there?
Cool, a little kerosene, old fashioned kerosene in there, too.
I've seen those.
I don't know.
Well, this Aladdin lamp had a shade just like a regular coal oil lamp, only it had a mantle that you put on it that you screwed on, and this mantle, the first time you lit it, it seemed to have a wax coat on it when you'd get it and was stiff, and it was on a round burner, and when you'd light this wick, this mantle then was just nothing in the world but ashes, and if you touched it, it'd fall all to pieces. You had to be very careful in lighting your lamp to not touch the mantle that was on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what made the bright light, was from the mantle.
The hue of the light was more red than the electric light a little bit, but it made a brilliant lamp, brilliant light.
What do you call the part of the tire that's inside the outer tire? What's that called? On a car nowadays.
Inside of a
tire, wheel,
tube.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, what are you going to do this afternoon after I go?
I'm going to cut some weeds.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to do when I interrupt you this morning.
That's right.
Now, here's another situation. Say that you came here with a sack of candy, and there were two little children here, and you gave some candy to one of the children, and the other children wouldn't know whether she was going to get some. What would she ask you?
Well, she'd ask me, whatever it was, would ask me if I wouldn't give it some of the...
Granddaddy, will you give me some of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, am I going to get some?
Well, I'd tell her, well, I haven't got any now, but I'll get some for you the first time I go to town. That's usually the expression I'd make.
Uh-huh. You think she'd ever ask, am I going to get some? Am I going to get any?
Well, sure, it might do it. It might ask, well, when and how am I going to get any? And of course, I'd tell it about when or something like that.
Now, say your wife came in with some clothes. It's winter time, and they're going to get dressed and go outside. And your wife would bring the clothes and say, here, what about the clothes? Here, is you going to give the clothes?
Answer that, Mom.
Well, I'd just say, here, you take these clothes and put them on so you'll keep warm or something like that if it was in the wintertime.
Uh-huh, good. Would you say, here's your clothes? And
put them on.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you, that's the reason I want you to answer. That's the way you tell. That's
well, that's what I want to hear. How about, say there's your dog out here and there's a boy, your boy is playing with the dog. Act like he's playing kind of rough. You say, don't hurt that dog. And Mara say, oh, Mom,